Hey everybody, and welcome to a very special New Year's edition of The Black Expat. My name is Carl, and I'm excited to be talking to you guys about a topic I feel that everybody can kind of relate to, right? So I'm going to be discussing an expat's wish list for 2018. So regardless if you had an amazing 2017 or a terrible 2017, whether you've had a year of first in 2017 or a year of last, right? Meaning it's the last time I'm ever going to do whatever it was that you happen to do that you'll never do again, right? I hope that everyone moves into 2018 with new agendas, new initiatives, new dreams, new goals, and new fulfilling experiences that make your 2018 awesome, right? And how do we get there? How do we get to a 2018 or a new year? How do we move into a new year on, you know, on the right path or on the right beat or on the right note or in the right spirit, right? So for me, I kind of want to sit down and touch on some of the things that will make my 2018 even better. Some of these things are in my control. Some of them are not, but from a black expat's perspective, I want to focus on my wish list for 2018 and things I hope to see in 2018. The first thing. So again, as you guys know, I've traveled a lot and I hope to continue traveling as much as possible in 2018. 2017, I had the pleasure of, you know, traveling what, more than 35,000 miles flown altogether. Sorry, 350,000 miles flown altogether. You know, I went to Kenya for the first time. A bunch of amazing things. But first thing on my wish list for 2018 is airlines making the cost of the economy plus tickets that much cheaper. Now, I understand airlines are a company, big business, have to make a profit, right? You care about your profit margins and how much money you're making and all that. All those things matter. All those things are important. As a businessman, as a small business owner, I understand that. But when you really think about it, you have first class, then you have business class, then you have economy plus and economy. Now, the difference between economy plus and economy isn't as big or nearly as extensive as the difference between business class and economy, and especially first class and economy. And I'm not just talking about flying domestically, so from Chicago to LA. I'm talking flying internationally from LA to Taiwan, right? There's a huge difference between that. But the price gap you see between economy plus and economy makes no sense to me. It's like $150 more than economy when, especially on some flights in America, you can pay $99 for an upgrade to first class. I'm not seeing that logic, people. It don't make no sense to me. I don't get it. Again, sometimes economy, it doesn't come with different food. It doesn't come with, you know, with different types of drinks that you can get. It comes with a little bit more legroom. And sometimes it doesn't even come with the TV and the headrest. I don't know about you, but I'm not really feeling a $150 for an economy plus seat, whether it's on an international flight or a domestic flight. All I'm saying is, airlines, let's get it together in 2018. Give back. Do something for the people. Make those economy plus seats a little less expensive. I shouldn't have to pay an extra $200 to sit in the emergency exit row to be of assistance to help other people out when the plane goes down. Again, God forbid that ever happens. God forbid I ever have to do that. But I feel like you should be able to sit in an emergency exit row for free. Some airlines, mostly budget airlines, they charge you for that. Whether you're flying domestically or internationally, it makes zero sense to me. So in 2018, all I'm saying is, people, airlines, let's get it together in 2018. Second thing on my wish list, bear with me here. Now, there are certain groups of people who I've traveled again to many different countries where, you know, when you're in an airline and there isn't boarding groups, you know, in America, there's mostly boarding groups. If you fly United, boarding group 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. The list goes on and on, right? And you board in an orderly fashion. Lines are formed early. Everybody goes where they're supposed to go. There's a clear definition of where you need to be and where you need to be going. Cool with that. Some places, some budget airlines, there aren't any lines. There aren't any queues. They say, time to board. Everybody runs to the front. You get on whenever you're supposed to get on. Now, common sense would say, let people who sit at the back of the airplane get on first. Even if there aren't any boarding calls, like if you sit in row 35 to 58, get on first. If that doesn't exist, cool. Everybody, let's make an educated decision that, hey, if I sit at the back of the airplane, I don't want to inconvenience anybody sitting at the front of the airplane by standing up and taking all day to put my luggage at the top. So what ends up happening is, because there is no order, there's a lot of pushing and shoving that goes on. Again, certain groups of people do this more than others. I don't want to call a group of people out. I might later on, depending on how I feel later on in the podcast, but it happens. So in 2018, people, when you board in your airplane, whether you're in boarding groups or not, cut the pushing and shoving. We're all going to the same place. Unless you're 70 years or older, if you push me, I'm starting. 2018, I'm tripping people back. You getting tripped, or you getting a light shove in your back as well. Because in my opinion, we're all going to the same place. The plane not going to leave you, baby. You'll be okay. If you got too much luggage, Cool, I understand. I give you the wink and the gun too, because sometimes my luggage is too darn heavy to be on a plane. But I'm going to get it on there, because I ain't about to pay an extra $75 for them to for it to check in my bag. And it takes too much time during check baggage. And I also lose your baggage. I don't like that. 2018 people, let's get it together. No pushing, no shoving. Let's all have respect and move in an orderly fashion toward the airplane, board the airplane. It's not that hard, people. 2018, let's get that together. The third thing on my wish list. Now, just brought up bags and how sometimes you have to stuff your carry-on a little bit more to avoid that excess baggage fee of $32 if you're flying on a good airline, $125 if you're flying on the airline that don't care about people and all about that profit, baby. Again, not mad at it. Rules are rules. Stick to it. But can somebody tell me how 50 pounds is supposed to be enough for an international traveler to pack half their whole life, in some cases, if they're moving back home from living abroad, their whole life in a suitcase? Airlines, 2018, can we make the weight limit for bags just a little bit more? I'm talking 2-3 pounds can make a whole difference. Right now it's 23 kilos. I don't mind that number, 23 kilos. If you know, live in other parts of the world, that's not America. They use kilos. We still use pounds for some ungodly reason, but whatever. 23 kilos, love that number. What's wrong with 25? What's wrong with 55 pounds? I like double fives, right? What's wrong with that? Nope, 50 kg. I'm sorry, 50 pounds, 23 kilos. In 2018, what I would like to see is airlines, you know, here's what I'm talking about, baby. Give us 2-3 more kilos. Give us 4-5 more pounds. That will go a long way to making your travelers a little bit happier. And, you know, wanting to actually travel with your airline. Again, and the reason why I say this is because I flew back with EVA Air and they charge an extra $32 for an overweight bag. But to check an entirely new bag or to order one more suitcase or luggage to go through, it's like $135. So I'd much rather have two super heavy bags and would you rather me have two super heavy bags and breaking somebody back, or give me that extra 2 or 3 pounds and then save me the cost of having to buy a bag and also make me want to travel with your airline even more. Think it through, people. Think it through. 2018, the year of change. Number four on my wish list. And again, I'm not a selfish person. I'm not just going to say I want things to make my travel experiences easier. I think people who load and unload bags outside in the cold, outside in the heat, when it's real windy, the people who are responsible for our bags, getting them on the airplane and off the airplane, seeing them go through that little scanner thing and making sure we ain't got no dangerous and explosive materials in it, they should get a pay raise. First of all, I've seen people my size, and if you guys have never seen me in person or should check out my social media soon, I'm not that big. I'm like 5'8 and 3/4, almost 5'9, about 150 pounds, barely, soaking wet. But, you know, my bags are sometimes heavy. I can't imagine having to put on hundreds of bags up into an airplane, taking it off the scale, putting on a little rolly thing, watching it go up the little rolly thing. Those men and women deserve a pay raise. In 2018, I'm advocating for everybody who's responsible for our luggage getting safely on and off an airplane to get a pay raise. They deserve it. I don't know how much they get paid already. I don't need to know. They need a little bit more, right? I care about people. I'm all about giving back in 2018, baby. But no, I'm serious. That's a lot of work. It's hard. It's manual labor. Give them a pay raise. If you do something like that, you know somebody who does something like that, when you see them, just give them a hug. Everybody can use a hug. Everybody needs a hug sometime, especially if you're moving bags all day. Man, that just sounds excruciatingly painful, especially when it's negative 25 degrees in Chicago like it is today for some ungodly reason. Next, number 5 on my wish list. All right, so we've all been through this before, whether you've traveled or not, or whether you've seen it on TV. When you're driving to the airport, someone's dropping you off, there's that person that sits there when, you know, where people are supposed to get dropped off and the cars are pulling up. They have on their little green jackets or their orange jackets, or maybe they're just wearing black, or maybe it's just some random guy that's sitting there saying, hey, keep traffic moving, keep traffic moving. That person, I want that person to also get a pay raise and be a little bit more friendly. You see my mama getting out the car in tears and trying to send me away on a journey halfway across the world. I know his car is behind me. I understand that. They may be in a hurry. But in my opinion, they going to get their time too. What's an extra minute to a minute and a half for us to say our goodbyes? I know we had a long car ride, but there's nothing like that moment where you're looking somebody in the eye and you're about to get on the airplane and fly away. Let us cherish that moment. We don't need your wand all up in our faces saying, hey, time to move. You got your stuff out your car. Time to go. We know it's time to go. We hear those horns behind us blowing and telling us we need to get out the way. We see that man to get out the car and started cursing and flipping us off. We get that. But let us get that extra 15 seconds. And you also deserve a pay raise because, again, it is freezing cold outside. It's a good job. It's an honorable job. I appreciate it. Give them a pay raise. And then tell them to smile a little bit more. Say, hey, y'all take an extra minute and 30 seconds. If it gets too crowded, I'm about to tell you to move. What's wrong with that, people? Let's be happy and positive and giving back in 2018. Number 6 on my list. All right, so I gave back them last two. Now I'm circling back to us, the traveler, the paying customer. I'm a need for the flight attendants. On my international flight or domestic flight, don't even matter. If I order a glass of wine with my meal, and I don't care how old I look, because I still look like I'm in my teens. I'm in my 20s now, but I still look like I'm in my teens. I get that. Fill my cup up halfway, not all the way. What are you pouring me a half a cup of wine for? I'm trying to drink this wine, enjoy my meal, and pass out so I don't have to bother you for another cup of wine in another 10 minutes. Why y'all be half-stepping on filling up the cup of wine like it's your wine? I know y'all got a 2-bottle limit for economy class. I know y'all have an unlimited limit in first class. But, and I asked you for a glass of wine, I ain't asked you for a half a cup. First of all, a cup don't even equal a real glass if you really think about it. Fill my cup up most of the way with wine. Again, turbulence is a real thing. I don't want to hit a bump. My wine spill out on me. That's actually happened when somebody did fill it up a little bit too much. But, you know, get me a little bit more than 3/4. I'm tired of flight attendants walking past me when I ask for a cup of red wine, rolling their eyes, acting like, oh, you just trying to drink all the free wine. First of all, it ain't free. I paid for this flight, this ticket. And second of all, why you got attitude? You ain't drinking the wine. You just pouring the wine. Whew, sorry, I digress. I've been on way too many flights where I've gotten poured a half a cup of wine and sitting there looking at them like, so this it, bruh? You're going to give me a whole can of Sprite for my drink if I ask for a Sprite, but you're going to give me a half a cup of wine? Get out of here with that. I guess y'all trigger happy, huh? Nope, not with that. Not with that at all. Next, number 7. Okay, now there are different types of flight mileage and reward programs out there, right? Tons of them even. I happen to be a part of United Mileage Plus. So when I fly, I get extra miles. When I fly, I get extra bonuses and benefits. I get to board in group 2. So right off the first class and business class, I get on next, regardless of where I'm sitting. I like that. I like feeling special. We all do. But this year alone, I've flown on United flights maybe more than a dozen times. I've flown internationally 7 times. I've flown domestically from Chicago to Denver, Chicago to LA, round trip back a lot of times. And you know what level I'm on? On my Mileage Plus program, still basic. I ain't got not one extra coupon, not one extra flight ticket, not one free drink, not a nan, nothing. I've reached the flight mileage accumulation goal. I haven't reached the spending goal. Who spends? Maybe it's just me. Give back. Why is the spending requirement $7,000? I get it. One of my flights is $1,000 round trip. $7,000? That's way too much. I'm never going to get to gold or platinum status. And on top of that, it doesn't carry over to the next year. Today, basically, is the last day I could qualify to reach gold status. Next year, I got to start all over from scratch. I feel like that's an impossible task. Reward your travelers that give you 10 or more trips a year. That's all I'm saying. Why is the limit so low? Why is the money spending limit so high and the mileage secure so low? At least make them close to even. I feel like I flew more than 100,000 miles this year with United. If I flew that many miles, I should get something for free. All I'm saying is, people, United Airlines, give back. Reduce the limit. Make it easier for us. Make them realistic. Let's be realistic this year, people. Jesus. Number 8. Bear with me, y'all. This is really important. Really, really, really important. So realistic flight and hotel deals to become more available sooner. Again, as a travel agent, I'm constantly looking for flight deals. I'm constantly looking for things. So I can read or look at something and know if it's a deal or not. I can plan ahead for somebody who's trying to go somewhere in 2019 and it's only 2018. I know how to set those things up. But for some people who just, want to pack up and go, or people who just want to, get away for a weekend. They on Tuesday, they're still stressed out with work. They're tired of being at home. boyfriend's making them mad, the kids are acting all crazy, the husband's all up in the air, the wife's all up in the air, like, you know what, I just want to go somewhere. Those flight deals should just be popping up during the week. Why does a deal pop up for 8 months from now when I don't want to plan that far ahead sometimes? Sometimes I want to just be able to pack up and go. I appreciate the long distance planning. I appreciate the long distance deals. I love those. I'll keep them coming. But give us a little bit more flexibility with these flight and hotel deals. I say hotels specifically because it's easy to get flight deals. It's easy to get a hotel deals. But them together, sometimes they just don't match. They just don't make sense. I ain't with that. And you know me, y'all. I don't stay in hotels. I ain't staying into hotels until I have millions of dollars. I'm on my hostel and Airbnb game. Y'all know me. But I'm just saying, nobody likes that feeling, or, you know, feeling like I've missed out. I've missed the deal because it's too far down the line and I can't make that commitment. And by the time I can commit and I can convince my friends to go, that price then shot up $100. Give us some short-term things. People are more likely to make quick short-term decisions than, you know, quick long-term decisions, because you always think about everybody else before you think about yourself or making a long-term decision. Short-term, it's all about you. Hey, what do I want to do? I want to do this. I don't care if y'all going or not. I'm on this airplane. I'm going to this place. I'm on this hotel. I'm in France. I'm in Italy. I'm in Paris. See what I did there? Yeah, I see what I did. Next. Whew. And this is important. This is important. This kind of goes hand in hand with number 8. Number 9. For resorts all over the world, I think I could speak for everybody when I say, y'all need to do away with these resort fees. It's crazy. You look online and you booking something at, you know, a hotel, the Bellagio, the Mirage, hotels in Vegas. You're like, oh, okay, cool. $125 a night. I could do that. Ball out. $250 a night. I got it. Splitty splash. But then, you know, you get there. Like, oh, yeah, it's an extra $75 a day resort fee. Like a resort fee? What does that include? For all the stuff you might potentially use, we got to charge for might potentially using it. Excuse me, what? So you go in there thinking you're going to pay $1,000 for 4 nights with your guys. Y'all split it 4 ways, $250 each. You get that check, $1,500, $1,750. You're like, man, that cut into my eating budget. That cut into my partying budget. That cut into my getting here budget. So I'm saying resorts all over the world, I get it. You got to charge a little bit extra for a resort fee. But why not just not make it a resort fee and put it inside of the price? Why y'all trying to trick people? Why y'all trying to trick people, babe? We're just trying to get from one place to the next. We're trying to get to your establishment and enjoy ourselves. We ain't trying to get there and be surprised. Because again, you'd be surprised how many people don't know that there are resort fees. It's in little small print. And most times people only look at the big number, $125 a night. Some fees may apply. Oh, I'll worry about them fees later. It can't be a lot. They just talking about taxes. No, baby. They're talking about them very, very expensive for some resorts. Resort fees that you get hit with on checkout or sometimes on check-in. And once you're there, it's too late. Again, from a small business, you know, man's perspective, small business owner perspective, I get it. You're a business. You got to make your money. You got to charge what you got to charge. You got to do what you got to do. I get that. I understand that. I'm with that. I can relate to that a lot. But I'm talking about, I'm going to look out for everybody in 2018. It's not just about me. It's not just about the business. It's about everybody coming out winning. And if you're going to get your money, just make sure you don't get too much of mine in the process. That's all I'm saying. 2018. Number 10. And you guys may think I'm crazy for saying this, but for Uber, I'm an Uber driver currently. Again, got to do what you got to do. But for Uber, you should give the driver an option to tip the passenger because they're just so darn awesome. You know, when you drive an Uber, you get some bad passengers. Oh, can I make a stop right here? I want to add this additional stop in. I don't know how to work the app. First of all, if you do Uber pool, you can't change your address. You're in a pool, baby. You're in a pool. That means somebody else might want to get picked up and go somewhere. You messing up my money by wanting to go to an extra spot. I'm going to say yeah, because I want to get that extra money. But who knows what other money I'm missing out on. But all I'm saying is, reward both sides for being awesome. Now, I know most drivers probably would never do that. But if you get into somebody, you know, some man or woman gets in, they're like, oh, how you doing? How's your day going? I'm just going to pray with you. I want to tip that person. Thank you for getting in my car and praying with me. I appreciate that. Thanks for getting in my car and bringing me a snack. How long you been driving? Oh, I got some water in the bag. You want some water? I got a Gatorade for you. Stuff like that, you know, paying it forward. Those things do happen, believe it or not. Some people do get in and they treat their Uber drivers, right? Like, oh, you look like you're hungry. I got you a Snickers. Hungry? Why wait? Yeah, I'm hungry. Yeah, I wanted that Snickers. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm driving you 35 minutes out of my way, nowhere near my house, but that's what I signed up for. But I didn't sign up for the Snickers. Let me tip you a dollar. Thanks for letting me be a part of this experience with you. Thanks for that $35. Here's a dollar back. What's wrong with that, Uber? Again, all about giving in 2018, all about being better, all about taking it to that next level, going above and beyond. We want more in 2018, more, 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 more everything. That's what I'm about. Number 11, kind of goes hand in hand with Uber, giving back. Not really, but kind of. When airlines mess up, be generous and give a little more. I appreciate, you know, you've delayed my flight 4.5 hours, or something's went wrong and you put me on a different flight and I'm a day behind my original schedule. I appreciate the $150 you give me for that in airline credit. I really do. Because you know what? I'm a frequent traveler. And normally when I travel, I usually give myself a day of rest. And if I have to go on the plane the next day, me personally as a Black expat, I don't mind that. Unless I'm in a hurry, which is few and far between, I'm okay with that. But honestly, everybody's not like that. Some people are actually in a hurry. They're going to weddings. They're going to propose. Like you just don't know what's going on in their lives at that time, right? You don't know whose day you've ruined or how you've ruined it. Proposals are on the line here, people. Business deals are on the line here, people. Seeing their kid for the first or second time, or time after months of not seeing them, is on the line here, people. Airlines, give back a little bit more. You're going to get your money, but if you inconvenience somebody, $150 is good. What's $300? What's that extra $150 for us going the extra mile and not complaining to you nonstop about how you messed up our day? Because honestly, there's nothing we can do about it. So pay it forward. Give us a little bit more for you messing up our days. The same way, y'all keep that money if we miss our flight. That's all I'm saying. Let it be fair both ways. From a small business standpoint, I get it. You got to make your money. But the same thing, we are humans, people. 2018, let's do better. Let's be better. Let's do more. More, 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 more. All right, number 12, and this is important too. For hostels, hotels, Airbnbs, why I check in times at 9 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock, 12 p.m., 12 noon, right? That's cool. And some even start at 3 p.m. But when you check out, you got to check out at 11. Now, again, check in. Some people have early flights, and some places do let you check in early. Appreciate that. They let you put your bags down, get it. You can check. So check in isn't really an issue. But check out. So say I want to go out the night before. Again, everybody wants to enjoy their last night. They are partying. Hi, Cancun, turn up. Down in Egypt. Hi, I want to go and see the pyramids real, real late at night. Hi, I want to go do that. You can't do that, but you know, you can still get real, real close. You know, you want to enjoy your last night. You have one too many drinks. But, you know, and then you may come in at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But then you got to be up at 9 o'clock so that you can pack your bag. Then you got to be out by 11, or you're going to incur all these unbelievable fees. Ain't nobody got time for that. Make checkout time 3 p.m. and make check-in time 8 o'clock in the morning. That way, I don't have to worry about rushing to get somewhere to make sure I check in, or rushing to leave to make sure I check out on time. Right? I don't have to worry about all that. Checkout should always be flexible. And again, I get it. You need time to clean. You got other clients coming in. But if it's the same for everybody, then everybody will be more flexible and understanding. Hey, when I get there, my room not ready because somebody else is having a great time. So let me just plan ahead, drop my bags off, and go enjoy a full day of fun. Right? Now, I understand sometimes you get off a flight, you want to go take a shower. Most hostels and hotels, they have shower rooms. Go in there, get your shower on, baby. Change clothes. Go out, have a good time, and come back. Because that day that you're ready to leave, on your last day, if your flight does leave at 9 o'clock at night or leave in the evening time, you're going to appreciate that extra 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 hours you have yourself to get yourself together before you have to check out. Yeah, I'm not saying make checkout time 5 p.m. That's too late. I get it. But what's wrong with a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, dare I say a 3 p.m.? Why I got to be 10, 11 o'clock in the morning? I don't get it, people. I don't get it. I'm just saying 2018, let's give back. You guys are losing tourism dollars for your city. Checkout times, it just doesn't make any sense to me. You're losing money. See what I'm saying? 2018, let's do better. Let's be better. Number 13, for international flight meal options to be as good as, dare I say, better than EVA Air's meal options. I flew EVA Air recently, a few times. They used to always have good meals, but I don't know what they did in 2017. They stepped their meal game up. Some of the best meals I've ever had, and I've flown a lot of different airlines for food. EVA Air, delicious food. other airlines, I don't want to say their names, you know, like they might want to give me a sponsorship later or something, ain't really up to par. They just aren't where they should be. They're just not. It's just terrible food. It's like breakfast is like an old sausage that you wouldn't dare eat, some eggs that look like it came from a cow and not a chicken, and like some imitation crab meat or something, or like some weird vegetable nobody eats, or dragon fruit. I like dragon fruit as much as the next person. I don't want it on my flight. Give me an orange. Give me an apple. Keep it simple. Simple and classy. It's all I ask for. But airlines, step your food game up. Like, that's really, really important for 2018. Right, I'm paying thousands of dollars to fly internationally on this flight. I want to have a good meal. I'm in the air for 13 hours. I ain't asking for y'all to hire my grandma and my mom to go on a plane and cook for y'all. So everybody eating soul food and putting on some pounds. I ain't asking for that. But at least get a decent chef in the kitchen, getting them meals ready and putting them in those little boxes. So when you come down the aisle, I can smell a great aroma that makes me hungry and excited to eat the food. I don't want to be smelling something that smells like a fart and I got to put that in my mouth because I got 13 hours of flying. It's the only thing I can eat. I don't want to deal with that. And if you're going to have terrible food, have better snacks. Hungry? Why wait? Have some Snickers on board, some sunflower seeds, some trail mix, some Flamin' Hots, some Doritos, or something. If you know your food's bad, you're trying to cut back costs in that area, make your snacks on point. Come on, people. It's 2018 almost, and about 13 hours it'll be. Let's do better when it comes to food. This is important. This matters. This matters, people. All I'm saying, 2018, contact your local airlines. Let them know. Put them on notice. Let them know that we expect better food options in 2018. Number 14, two more to go, people. Wi-Fi on international flights. Now, I know this is fairly recent, past 2, 3, 4, 5 years, Wi-Fi has been available on international flights, some domestic flights on some airlines. But there's no reason whatsoever it should cost an arm and a leg for Wi-Fi. If I want to be able to text the person picking me up, let them know, hey, I'm landing early, or hey, I'm landing late. I don't want to inconvenience you and have you sitting in traffic, or going park in the parking lot and paying money to park, or burning all that gas. I shouldn't have to pay $25, $30 for that. I shouldn't have to pay $11 for 3 hours of internet. 9 times out of 10, if I'm flying internationally, I'm going to be asleep for 6 out of those 13 hours anyway, if not more, depending on how much wine you give me in my wine glass. So all I'm saying is make Wi-Fi affordable on flights. My Wi-Fi bill on a flight shouldn't be the same cost as my phone bill. That don't make no sense. I should be able to talk to Bay, or somebody should be able to talk to their kids, talk to their parents, or talk to whoever's picking them up before they land. I'll be able to, you know, do business while in the air. You know what I'm saying? Again, 2018, more. I ain't asking for a handout. I'm just asking to make these things more cost effective and more affordable, because it shouldn't cost more. My phone bill shouldn't be the same cost as my Wi-Fi bill on a flight from LAX to Chicago. It just shouldn't be. Don't make no sense. I don't care what you say. How much money you got, that don't make no sense. And last but not least, last thing an expat brother wants for 2018, as it relates to travel, is I want to see more black people, more brown people, more people of color in the airport when I'm traveling. Is it too much to ask for I'm walking past and to give them a head nod, hey, what's going on, man? Solid. It's too much to ask to be able to shake hands the way we shake hands, to give real black people hugs while in the airport when you're feeling sad and down. And I ain't talking about people that work in the airport. I ain't talking about the TSA people. I ain't talking about the check-in people or flight attendants. I'm talking about travelers, period. Again, more. I want more people of color to get out here, to see the world, to live adventurously, to do all the things that they want to do. I want them to have that option. Not to have that option. I want them to do it. I want to see it. I've been to too many places in the airport, walked around the whole airport, all the terminals, all that. Not a single person of color at all. And I know you guys are thinking, oh, well, it's only because you'd be going to Asia and stuff like that. No, I'm not talking about just Asia. Spain. I'm talking about black people in Spain. Spain, Europe, plenty of places in Europe. Africa, which made no sense. We literally were on the plane. And if they weren't African, they were white or Asian. Not one single black person on the tours that went on. I'm talking about Kenya, Africa, you know, South Africa, black people all over that for some reason, not an ungodly reason, but for some reason everybody loves South Africa, and I want to go too. Seems cool, a little bit oversaturated in my opinion, but you know, let's get out to see different places. Africa is a huge continent. I want to go to every country there. See the link in my description for why. But yeah, that's what I want to see. More people of color out traveling in airports, riding around and getting it. That's my 2018 expat wish list, baby. if there's something I missed or something that you think I should add or I should talk about more, you know, let me know in the comments. Send me an email. Send me up on Instagram. Send me a message. Facebook. You guys have my social media handles. And I guess I want to end the podcast or that part of it with that. But I also want to talk about my 2017 highlights. First, this podcast was really important to me. It was something I wanted to use to help me write my second book. My first book, The Unexpected Perspective, has done great so far in 2017. I'm hoping for more in 2018, more success with that. But, you know, 2017 was a challenging year in a lot of different ways. And I'm glad to be able to make it to the end of this year and move on to 2018 to do more, bigger, and better things. But I want to give you guys a little bit of my highlights. I want to know what your highlights are, too. Some of my highlights with 2017. As you guys know, I talked about in one of my previous podcasts, I went to Kenya. Kenya, Africa, probably the best travel experience I've had in my life so far. Again, I'm always looking to top my travel experiences, but honestly, it'll be hard to top that one. I think on the grand scheme of things, it won't be easy for me to, you know, to top that. 2017, I went on a trip, a much needed best friend trip with my best friend, Patrick, to the Philippines. Love every minute of that. I swam with whale sharks, rode ATVs in the beautiful weather, and saw some of the smallest monkeys in the world. Like, it was just, that was awesome. And that's just January, February. That was cool. I got a lot closer with my friends back home because of my business. You know, when you go into business, you really learn who your real friends are. And not that I didn't know who they were, because we've been friends since high school, some of us since college. But, you know, the people who really support you and are there for you, they really comes out when, you know, we have your own business or you go through hard times, when you get married, things like that. But for me this year, it was, you know, me starting, going out on my own and have my own business with my business partner, Patrick, who was my best friend I went to the Philippines with. I got really close to, you know, friends from back home, even though I was an expat and even though I was away. So I want more of that in 2018, right? Reconnecting with my real friends and doing more with them, taking advantage of that, doing more. Again, it's all about more in 2018. You know, so the ones who support you and your dreams, keeping those people close, you know, from things as simple as sharing a post, right? Because you really learn what it is when you have your own business and you're like, hey, one share goes a long way. Like, I can only reach maybe 500 people on my Facebook, but if you share it, it multiplies times two. If you share it, it multiplies times three, right? And your real friends will share your stuff. Your real friends will like and comment. Just being honest, people. Support Black business. Also, venturing out on my own with my own business, I've learned so damn much. Like, from editing videos, I was terrible. I went from crap at doing that to creative. I actually went back and I looked at where I started with making videos and where I started with editing, where I started with electronics and all that. And this year, just going out on my own and doing my own business full time, just learned so much. Like, photos, taking much better photos. If you don't believe me, go look at my Instagram, go to the very beginning and scroll down until now. Again, it's all about growth, progression, doing more. So for me, it's my recap, my 2017. For you guys, moving forward, hope you guys have an amazing 2018. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. I'm Carl. I'm the Black Expat. And we out here.